Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once again, your song of the day from 1971, Love Her Madly by The Doors. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Jeez. See, that's just ridiculously good. See, there's that, and then there's Weezer. Nothing against Weezer, but...
Different times.
And Weezer's in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Weezer's good, but there's that, you know, there's a Gin Blossoms. I mean,
you like the Gin Blossoms.
I do, I'm illustrating. That's ridiculously good. Like, just so rich, right? It's like mahogany compared to a piece of plastic.
It was mahogany.
Yeah. It is. He's so majestic, you know, regal, as Bill would say. Yeah. That's regal. Don't you love her madly? I mean, it's amazing.
She's walking out the door.
Yeah. And then it goes to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those layered songs. Oh, my God, Jake, send the nines.
Could play.
There's about probably 7 or 8 Doors songs.
You like The Doors.
Oh, God. How could you? I mean, I just appreciate them. That's just ridiculous. I'll go 94475. That's probably like their 6th or 7th best song.
What's your favorite? Riders on the Storm?
Roadhouse Blues. Hello.
That's a good one.
Yeah, listen to the opening of Roadhouse Blues sometimes.
Yeah. I could put myself there off that.
Yeah.
Bill.
I'm not a Doors fan. Not a big Doors fan.
Kind of.
But that song was beyond incredible. And I've heard it a lot, and I think I didn't appreciate it as much as the headphones really brought in.
It's changed everything.
Yeah. And my whole position... Here's where I went to. I went to imagine just being in studio watching him record that. Could you imagine that? Watching when they said, hey, let's knock this out real quick. Can you imagine sitting there in 1971 and hearing that and then and being with The Doors? I mean, when you heard, and that was a lyric song. Yep. I think you said it was a layered song.
Yeah.
Whew. Wow.
Blows you away.
9222229.
Oh, Bill, can you? I love that.
A high score for a non-Doors fan.
Just two randos like us sitting in a studio. And he starts belting that out.
You're like, oh my.
Can I get into this?
That's the first thing I felt when I was listening to it with the headset was I'm like, this is way out of my league. This is way out of my league.
I would be thinking, is there a way to invest?
Yes. How do I invest? I'd like to buy stock in The Doors.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Ben's playing with his hair. He was adjusting his hair
Okay,
there.
Bill.
I don't know if he's going to be as high as he's going to be a 7.2.
Yeah. 5.4 from Ben.
You need to work with him.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why I'm going to class.
He's going to class today.
We'll be with Ben in class today. And we're going to address some things today. This will be one of the things we'll be addressed in front of the class. Yes.
I just need you to work with him.
Yes. That's okay.
You can't give that a 5.4.
Ben, if you listen to that song, I'm not even really a Doors fan, and I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bill, the non-Doors fan, give it a 9.2.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Wow.
Respect the music,
yes.
Ben.
The lyrics are incredible.
Some ratings here before we get to the mailbag. Rod and South Lincoln, 6.0. Brett and Bertrand, also a 6. Bill and Bennett, 7.15. Eric and Hickman, a 10. Sandmaster and KC, 6.1. Mm. Giltner, 8.8. Lyle and Omaha, 9.5. Downtown Scott, a 10. Kyle and Hooper, 9.1. Sean and Omaha, 5.8. Who close?
Bert, 8! Burry hit with an 8. That's like a 12.
You guys did good, by the way. That was good. Good cadence. Good cadence. Yeah.
Fritz and Lincoln, 8.8. Husker Mike and Waterloo, a 6. Jennifer, 6. It's low for her. Hubby, 7.3. It's very rare when Jennifer's score is lower than Hubby's. Yes. Very rare.
I don't understand that household.
That's right in their wheelhouse,
I thought.
Too.
I thought.
That was like prom music for them. Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Husker P says 10, and that's a good song. Thank you, Husker P. Will in Fullerton, 9.3. We'll get to him in a second.
Applied Connect.
Where he works it, yeah. Kurt in Northern Kentucky, 9.6.
Northern Kentucky.
We got a Northern... No, wait a second. We got a Northern Kentucky listener.
Is there still smoking there? Because when last time...
Kurt, chime in.
Last time I was there, was the most remarkable thing ever. We were... Me and my friend Chad, the D-line coach at Wisconsin, were visiting the Bengals. And we stayed in Northern Wisconsin. I mean Northern Kentucky. We stayed right across the river, so we're in Kentucky. And we're going to get something to eat. We're like, smells different in here. Oh, you can smoke in here. People were smoking.
What year was this?
This like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whatever. Okay. More than that, maybe 9 or 10.
Recently.
No, it was when the laws had been changed, clearly. Okay. And then the next morning, we go to breakfast at a diner. Lady's got a cigarette in her mouth. She took our, I'm like, this is insane.
You liked that, didn't you?
I loved it. Yeah. I had a pad and a cigarette in her mouth. And I just want to know, is there still smoking in Northern? It's like, no, we smoke here. They still do it. God, you're lucky.
You're so lucky.
Kurt, yeah. You want to chime in?
With Chad, the D-line coach. Chad,
we're both like, you smoke, what? Oh, all of a sudden, look around. Everybody's just smoking cigarettes like that. It's incredible. So we got some wings and a smoke.
That's awesome.
Kind of Marlboros.
Northern Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky.
We have a Northern Kentucky listener, Jake.
We got Lane in North Texas, gives us a 6 on YouTube. Bolt, 8.88 on Bolt, YouTube. Yeah. BWD, 4.1 on YouTube. Doug, 8.2 on YouTube. Brad, 9.22. says, Doors, crank it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Jim Morrison. 6.8, Jacob.
Good one.
On YouTube. Josh, a 3.7. Nels in Montana, 2.4.
Yeah, I don't get that. Yeah. Whatever.
I don't understand that. Whatever. And Kurt has responded from Northern Kentucky. He says, yes, in the bars, if they don't serve food, they don't smoke.
Well, they serve food in the diner. I know that the next day. But yes, but that's so. How about that when you walk into a place and they're smoking?
Oh,
that's awesome. It was like, God. Yes. I'm home.
I believe there should be a one day smoking for all the college kids that should learn what it's like to have to go to a bar when people are smoking.
Oh, I had to leave a bar in Phoenix, in Scottsdale. One time, it was called the East 6 Lounge, and me and McKeever went in there, and I liked it. It was smoky, but it was so smoky that I had to leave. My eyes were burning. That was how it was. The room was about this big. It was exaggerating a little bit. It was a super small room, and it was just, you couldn't even see. It was so smoky. Then we went back for the second Fiesta Bowl, and we were like, we're going to the East 6 Lounge. We were walking over there, and we thought we were at the plot of land where the East 6 was, and I asked him, like, where's the E6 Lounge? Oh, they tore that down years ago.
Oh, no.
I know. I was like, God.
Well, me and Jake talked about what it was like. Was yours 88, Jake? Me and Jake talked about when they were still smoking on airplanes.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah, back in the
day. We're talking about incredible.
That's incredible.
Getting on an airplane.
Better times.
People. just smoking. When we flew to see the president, it was like a 767,
the
giant plane that took the LSU up to meet the president. And we went over there with the plane was so old, it had ashtrays.
Oh, God.
It had ashtrays.
Oh, God.
Better times.
Better times. So much better times.
Imagine that. Smoking or non-smoking, sir.
Lincoln Journal Starline started there in 1988. Mm-hmm. So they were smoking. People smoked. Like my sports editor smoked a cigar. You always knew he was when he was there because you could smell the cigar.
Must be here.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Better times.
It is
better
time. It is time to fire up the mailbag.
Here the bag.
We go. As always, this is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. The words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, boy. Yeah, don't want those words. You won't happen with Applied Connective because they're awesome. Yeah. Nebraska's preferred tech partner. all 93 counties of the state. They manage all your tech solutions, managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Please go to AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation or call them at 866-358-0109.
Hey, guys, have you noticed something?
What's that?
No election controversy.
None. Why?
Zip.
Applied Connective was on top of it.
Did they save the election?
They saved the election. And also, from now on, they're getting whisked down to Dallas.
For what?
The CFP. They're securing the CFP.
They are?
Yes, for hacking. People trying to get people are trying to get in and see what they can get into everybody's computers and see what they're saying, what they're typing, and what's going on. They want to know the information. Not now. Applied Connect is heading down.
We had a lot of submissions today for the mailbag. Okay. We'll start off with a regular one. Michael in Hawaii says, "Aloha. If our very own Steve Sipple was the headliner for a boxing match at Memorial Stadium, which college football coach or media personality would you like to see Sip fight?" Sip, do you have somebody you'd like to
Lane.
Fight?
I'd want to fight Lane Kiffin? A piece of Lane, yeah.
That'd be a good fight. That'd be a fight.
I'd like Lane, like though.
I like him, but it'd be fun fighting him.
It'd be a fun fight. Yeah,
I don't have an answer.
Did you fight Gundy?
Yes. We're same age. It'd be probably a good fight.
It'd be a good fight, probably. Yeah. Be fair.
Yeah. That'd be an incredible fight.
Me and Gundy?
Yeah.
Gundy weighs more, obviously. He's bigger, taller. Yeah. But, you know, when I fought, most people were taller than me. So
reach was an issue?
Yeah, always was. Reach. I don't know. We can move on. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Michael's a friend.
Yes. Jacob chimes in, and this is big because Bill's favorite holiday is Thanksgiving Eve, right?
Yeah, the night before. It's coming.
Jacob says this, can you describe your ideal Thanksgiving Day schedule as a bonus, your favorite Thanksgiving side?
First of all, I want the meal late. I don't want...
How late?
Not the lunch meal.
5 o'clock. I want more close to dinner, but I don't want to go 6:30 or 7 either. I want to go 5 o'clock. Gives you more time during the day when you get that. It's not like, okay, remember, we're eating at noon. No, take your time. Ooh. Enjoy the day. There's football on. You're relaxed. You have all those things going like that. But
noon's too early.
Yeah, noon's too early like that. And then just old school stuffing. I love stuffing. And it's just not when you have it, not that. So stuffing. That's what I want to go with.
I think like most people, I'd be right in the middle of where you're at. Not noon, too early. Three-ish.
Mm-hmm. I can get down with that. I can see that.
I got to tell you, I love cranberries and white meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, if that's all I had, it would be fine. Now, I'll do everything else. I like stuffing, too, and corn in my mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And we are much different in one thing. I look forward to it all being smashed together.
Yeah, you do it intentionally.
Yeah, I like it like that. And a lot of salt, a lot of pepper.
I like the 1 o'clock time frame for the meal. And I would eat three plates
so one,
of corn.
So 1, 3, 5. Right. Interesting.
I would eat all corn if I could. Sweet corn, just the entire plate or two. A little bit of turkey, maybe a roll, but I need all the corn.
I love corn that much?
I love sweet corn.
Really?
I love it.
Yeah.
With some gravy on it?
No. I don't put gravy on my corn. What's wrong with you? Yeah,
nothing.
Potatoes, not corn. Right. Who does that?
I put
I see a little gravy over your white turkey meat. I can see a little bit of gravy of that.
But not corn.
Not corn.
No.
Who's putting gravy on corn?
No.
Stop.
No, the text line will get you on this.
What you do
is you have mashed potatoes, gravy with corn on it. Yeah, insane.
I said, but if it's corn by itself, you're not putting gravy on that. That's psycho behavior.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. 1 o'clock. Interesting.
Okay, 1 o'clock's early.
Okay, Casey, this is probably better for Bill on this one. It's a special teams question. It says, good morning, guys. College football, like all sports, can have misleading stats. I feel like both average and total punt yardage to compare the best punters is misleading as it's associated with how bad the offense might be. What are the best stats when trying to determine how good a punter potentially is?
Well, first of all, total punt yards, that means nothing. It's always net punt is looked at very importantly. But the next thing that can hurt your net punt is with where your offense is at and where you're punting from. One of the most critical stats is what are your pins? Right, that much. Every time we use the term dagger, if the ball goes into the end zone, it's an air of epic proportion. If the ball goes into the end zone, you have to be able to control the ball like that.
This is fascinating.
The goal was always to try to make sure that the 8-yard line is where you wanted the ball to land. 8-yard line. So it was the spot you wanted
That's
to have
happen. That's an air of epic proportions.
Yes, if the ball,
bounds into the end zone.
It's like that. Because I always use the term, you never go broke taking a profit. So if it goes in the end zone, but you could have had him at the 14, yeah, it's not great, but it's still better than the 20. And so you want to, that is something, a skill set you work really hard at. And then also on the return game part of it right there, it's like, okay, when do I catch the ball? When do I catch it? The 8-yard line was where you'd like. That was always the target area. Hey, if it's at the 8, we're going to catch it. If not, beyond that, like that, we're going to take the shot that it hits and goes into the end zone. So those are the things you wanted to work on very, very diligently to have that happen.
Okay, so this is germane to this discussion. Yeah. You know, Bushini is averaging 46.3 yards per punt, okay? He's knocking on the door of the all-time record.
That's good. It's really good.
But
really good.
Net punting?
Net punt, we're...
But net punt, not good. not good. 115th nationally, 36.45. Right. So the punter is averaging 46.3, but the net is only 36.4.
Yeah, so your net's very important. Generally, that would come, I would imagine, from blocks. So when you have block punts, and that sets you back in a catastrophic way with your numbers.
Do you see those numbers don't add up?
I do.
Okay.
We'll have one more because we have way more that are here, but I don't have time for all of them. This is from Brad.
Okay.
Brad says, good morning, guys. If you had to switch lives with each other for 1 week with the person sitting to your right, what is one new mischievously fun twist you would add to that person's morning routine that they had to continue to do once your lives switched back? Brad in Lexington is going deep.
That is really deep.
Yeah, I don't. That would take me a month to answer.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe
know.
Maybe next month we can address that answer.
Yeah, let's think about. Yeah. It.
We have to think about that one.
It's such a limited window of time.
He
right?
gives an example. He says, "Example: they can only use their non-dominant hand for the first 3 hours of the day."
That doesn't help.
That doesn't help me. That does nothing.
I don't.
Brad's going next level.
Yeah, I don't know. There's such a. Isn't it a limited time frame? Just from the time you get up to the time you get here.
The time you leave this show.
Oh, to leave the show.
Yep.
Still a limited time frame. I don't know.
We'll have to get back to you, Brad.
We have to get back to that one, yes.
Yeah. That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Again, call them at 866-358-0109 today for a free consultation to plan your IT needs there. When we come back, top of the hour, I want to get back to what would it mean if Nebraska beat both Wisconsin and Iowa to end the season. That's next on Early Break of the Ticket.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.